Good morning, people of God. Holy God, as you gather us in the Spirit, draw us close, for you are the only one who can. Our prayer by Nadine and Andrew Gordon.
Let us pray. Father, today we proclaim your name, the name of the Lord. You are glorious. You are our rock and your deeds are perfect. Everything you do is just and faithful. The whole world stands in awe of you, Lord. You spoke and the world began. It appeared at your command. Lord, you are our inheritance and hope. Thank you, Father, for your love and compassion. Thank you for keeping your covenant with us throughout the ages and for making us your people. What a joy it is to be one of your children. You are good and your faithful love endures forever. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity of worship, for the freedom to be amongst your family. Although at the moment we are unable to meet in your house, we pray as a united family in our homes, in the knowledge of your embrace. Thank you that in worship we can put aside the uncertainties of this world and rest upon the certainties of the kingdom. For your promises are not changeable, but immovable and eternal. Thank you that we can bring to your feet all the hurts and fears that trouble us and leave them there, knowing that your strength and assurance are all that we require. Thank you for the joy of your presence, changing and renewing us day by day, for the blessings you bring us and the outpouring of your love day by day. Thank you for peace beyond understanding and your blessed assurance to us that you will never leave or desert us. For that we offer praise. Thank you that as we draw near in worship, we are transported from a world of concerns and fears to a place where we can be at peace in your presence, where we can find healing, wholeness, and refreshment. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity of this worship. Thank you for listening to us, no matter how young or old we are. Thank you for sending Jesus, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us worship together as we listen to the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Oh,
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your eyes, O Lord, our rock, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, as a theme for this morning, I'd like for us to consider Jesus Christ, the doorkeeper. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 respectively, says the following. Knock and it will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks find, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. I wonder how many of you were frustrated or still are frustrated with the fact that we were forced behind locked doors due to COVID-19, the lockdown restrictions, the curfew, and as a result, all of us had to huddle behind closed doors. But it also reminded me, and I brought a little bit of a giggle, because in our home when we grew up, Mom didn't like closed doors. She always used to say, "Do you know how much happens behind closed doors?" Indeed, friends, so much happens behind closed doors. As we are in Women's Month and considering the violence, also the femicide, I wondered how many women globally must know what it feels to be forced behind a closed door. We all know very well that the deliberate shutting of a door in your face can be a very painful experience. Because you see, that shutting of the door in your face conveys a message without using any words. Behind closed doors, much happens in secret. Abuse, verbal, emotional, physical. Shame leads us to hide from the world. Insecurity because of what is said about us. Very often the disbelief when you return from a police station, when your story, which you took much courage to share with them of what happened to you that was not believed, leads you to want to hide behind closed doors. Family of God, I know that if we had the time and were together face to face, each of us would be able to share an experience of a door that was shut in your face. It may not be within the context of violence. Yours may be a job application that was turned down, a university entrance application that was unsuccessful, a financial loan that was turned down, a business partnership that didn't work out, relationships turned out to be some scary business of note. I want for you to draw strength from the knowledge. We know the one who enters through shut doors, and he is Jesus Christ. The story of the resurrection in the Gospel of John chapter 20 speaks from verses 19 to 31 of the disciples that gathered in the upper room behind closed doors because they were afraid. Fear leads many a woman behind closed doors because they are afraid. But in that fear, Jesus appears to the disciples and he speaks such a profound statement. Peace be with you. Many are longing to hear, to feel, to experience peace that comes from God. Peace within their homes, peace within their hearts, peace within their spirits, peace that will prevail within the neighborhood, and not a false peace that will lead them to keep on hiding behind closed doors. And so with Jesus appearing to them through that closed door, or despite that closed door, is something that offers me comfort when we think that we still need time behind a closed door, fearful, afraid, insecure, doubting. Jesus, beloved family of God, will meet us in our need where we are. Celebrate with me the doorkeeper who is able. But I also want for us to note that the disciples left that closed room, emerged into the world to tell the good news that Jesus is alive. For the woman behind closed doors, for whom the door was shut in her face, where she's trapped, I am not behind a closed door because I'm forced or trapped. I will speak for you until you can use your own voice to speak and sing your own redemption song. So, friends, be encouraged. For those who are trapped behind closed doors, I'll praise that you will have the courage to leave your circumstances and have within you the strength to rebuild your life. And for those for whom an open door is an answer to prayer, think of those who need to get to where you are. So thirdly, keep on breaking down the doors of injustice so that together all women will sing a new song in a new earth, a new space where we are all celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Our prayer of intercession this morning is by Margaret Spires.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you are the everlasting God. We come before you as women, and by thy loving kindness and tender mercies, we earnestly pray to make us women show strength to face weakness, brave enough to face ourselves when we are afraid to face disappointment, the grace to show honest defeat, and the gentleness to accept success with humility. Help us to have hope in the face of darkness, courage to participate rather than sit on the sidelines of well wishes alone. I pray, Father, that women will teach the importance of a humble heart and have the strength and courage to walk with a lamp when darkness overshadows us. May women learn to laugh and never forget to cry, to remember the importance of a simple kindness in a world growing exceedingly harsh. Let us not become complacent and feel self-satisfied and not have your presence among us, Lord Jesus. Save us from being so busy enjoying worldly pleasures that we fail to hear you knocking at the door of our hearts. Protect us from becoming indifferent to church, to God, and to the Bible. I pray that the door of our hearts be constantly open to you, dear God, so that we can live in submission to you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our closing hymn, He Will Carry You.
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. And there is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. And if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, minister that he will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, he cannot move it. And there is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it. And if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. That he's gonna carry you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He's gonna carry you.
If he carried the weight of the world
upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you.
If he carried
the
sister
that he will carry you.
I know my brother that he will carry you.
Friends, the benediction as we go into this day and into this week. People of God, go with wisdom. Go with courage. Go with peace. For God, through Jesus Christ, our doorkeeper, will never leave nor forsake you. Amen.